This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. But don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me, and I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you spend with me. I know you could be listening to a boatload of other shows, right? And you're not. You're listening to this one. And again, I do so much appreciate that. Colin Powell has been all over the news today, and I think it's wonderful. I think it's wonderful that he's speaking out. I think it's wonderful that he won't let them take advantage of him. And so we're gonna hit some of his stories in a few minutes. But one of the ones that I really liked that came out today, too, was the, see, you do this to me all the time. Hillary came out in the middle of an interview and said that she, Benghazi had nothing to do really with an attack. The Benghazi attack had nothing to do with the video. Right? And she does this on a consistent basis. I mean, it's really funny. It's like you can watch her do this. You can watch her pull these things off. And then she'll come back in, right? I mean, she openly said that she was ducking bullets on that airfield. And then she came back in front of the cameras and she basically said, I misremembered. How do you misremember bullets? I misremembered what color shoes I wore Tuesday morning. But I guarantee you something. If I had bullets whizzing by my head, yeah, I wouldn't misremember that situation. I would actually be so adamant as to say, we are never going to that airport again. I don't care who's there to cover my butt. But let's listen to Hillary Clinton's words. Let's see if technology will work for us tonight.
Democrat presidential nominee Hillary Clinton denied telling family members of the people killed in the 2012 incident in Benghazi that the attack was sparked by an anti-Islam video and was not terrorism.
One reason that people question your account, and this gets to the important question of trust, is because that day at Andrews, you never talked about terrorism. You talked about the video.
We've seen the heavy assault on our post in Benghazi. It took the lives of those.
Now, I want you to pay attention. This is her. This isn't me. Are we clear? So there's no confusion as to who this is? And I'm not making it up. And I haven't played with the video. Right? So there's no reason. Yeah, Messina did that. Yeah, it's not really her. These are her words. Let's listen to her words.
Brave men. We've seen rage and violence directed at American embassies over an awful internet video that we had nothing to do with.
No, that's not fair. If you go back and read everything that I said that day, I quoted people who talked about it being terrorism. I had
the president of the Palestinian Authority who worked.
How many times have I said to you guys that this woman couldn't find the truth? If you put it in a brown paper bag and you handed it to her, she couldn't find the truth, right? And is this not proof positive of that? There's nothing you could do to make her. I don't. If you told her you're gonna put her in handcuffs and drag her off to jail, do you think she'd tell the truth at this point? I don't.
closely with Chris when he served in Jerusalem, sent me a letter remembering his energy and integrity and deploring, and I quote, an act of ugly terror.
I had already said it was terrorism. There was no doubt it was terrorism. I think there has been a confusion in the minds of some and exploiting.
Confusion in whose mind?
That confusion for the advantage of others.
I have a quote here where you say.
But look at everything I said. Because, and this goes back to all the investigations that were carried out. There were riots. There were protests. There were efforts to breach our embassies.
Yeah, but not in Benghazi. That wasn't what that was about.
No, but I'm just telling you, we were looking at the whole world. The whole world was aflame.
Yeah, the whole world was aflame. What were you doing? Where were you? How engaged were you? But the fact that no matter what happens, this woman can't tell the truth. I don't know what to do about this. This woman can't find the truth. Just go back to the recent stuff. Seriously, come on, think about this. Just go back to recently. First it was heat stroke, right? Not heat stroke, I'm sorry. She was a little hot. She was a little hot, needed to get out of the heat, that kind of thing, right? And then when she realized that wasn't going to fly, there was just too much crap going on. What was the next one? That her doctor showed up on Friday, or somehow she went to the doctor on Friday. So she must have called. She must have been feeling bad on Thursday to call the doctor on Friday, don't you think? Now she calls the doctor, and somehow the doctor gets past a boatload of press people. I just can't believe there wasn't anybody who didn't see her, didn't see the doctor, anything going up there. The doctor checks her out on Friday and tells her she has pneumonia. You don't think the doctor would have said, take it easy for a while? And so let's get past that. Now she's got pneumonia and heat stroke. But yet when she came out on Sunday from the 9/11 thing, she came back down from her daughter's apartment. She didn't have pneumonia anymore, or she didn't have heat stroke anymore. She didn't have something she didn't have anymore. And I don't know for sure, but she looked a little thinner when she had a different haircut, but that's a story for another day. Oh, and it was a beautiful day in New York. Yeah, there you go. Great day to celebrate 9/11. And so then she has the flu, according to her buddy, her husband. I don't know if I'd call him her bed buddy. I don't know. I'm so confused. She's so confusing. Although, yeah. I'm Joe Mancini, your host, listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. More of this tomfoolery after the break. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-914-6977. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-914-6977. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-914-6977. That's 1-800-914-6977.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
Hey, man. I don't feel like going to school no more. Me neither. You can't make me go. No way, Daniel. Yeah. I ain't going to school. Thought you had to be.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I really do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, sending messages, all that other fun stuff. I want to say, what do they call it nowadays? They still call it a shout-out? Is that like old school? No, it's good still? Okay, cool. So I want to welcome Roy from Indiana to the show, also Jana from College Station, Texas. So thank you guys for being with me tonight. Also I want you to know, if you're in Salem, Oregon, right? You want to tune in on KPJC AM 1220 in Salem. It's a brand new station out there. They've taken our show. I'm up right after Sean. Do I want to be after Hannity? Really? He gets people mad. I don't. I get people singing Kumbaya after my show. Oh, anyway, check it out. KPJC AM 1220, 6 to 7 o'clock West Coast time, PM, not AM. You ain't getting me out of bed at that way. You can get me out of bed, but there's no way in God's creation I'm going to have a voice at that time. I got so many things I want to play for you guys tonight. on Hillary. Okay, so somebody sent me an email today, and it had to do with the clips that we've been playing and some of the pictures we've been showing about Hillary and the problems that she's having. And this woman says, I'm going to give you her first name. I already said that when somebody's doing something in earnest, I'm not going to beat on them, okay? But think about this. Her name is Dana, and she said, "You people, so much of that is Photoshop, simply made up. That's how rumors start. If you look at all those stories and pictures up on, ready for this, Snopes, because we know Snopes is fair, right down the line, right? You will see that they're all fake. What will that do to your reality then?" Well, lady, your reality is so skewed, I don't know how you drive down the road. I really don't. If you think all those pictures are Photoshop, if you think her standing there like somebody had just tied her to a pole, right? First of all, let's start off with the problem is they start off with the thought process. I know some of you get mad at me. I don't care. That we want them dead and hurt. I don't want anybody dead or hurt, okay? I can't hate that much. I can hate evil. I can hate evil. Well, I shouldn't say that. There are some people I wouldn't mind beating the crap out of. We're going to do a story about one of them tonight. The mother that sold her daughter, right, for sexual abuse. Not even as a hooker, but sold her to be abused sexually. That takes a special, you know, again, I would, whatever. I can't go down that road. So, but when you have some of that, they have to be Photoshopped because there's no way in God's creation that Hillary could be going through all of that, right? Isn't that amazing? They can't bring it on themselves, bring it to themselves to think that there could be anything wrong with her at all. So here's a clip from CNN. I love this. They have picked up a new term. Anybody hear this term before? Whether you're in the chat room or on Facebook, what is power through? Now I've been in the business world for years. I've heard push through, we'll work through it, right? Is it? But it changes, doesn't it? Make it sound like she's such a champion. She's such a soldier. We're gonna power through it. She's gonna power. All right. So you've never heard so many idiots in one place at one time. Take a listen.
Determination with her doctor that she would power through this. She made a decision to just power through this. We've decided to power through sometimes, just power through this. Continue to power through. Yes, she tried to power through it. She decided to power through it.
Well, you know, Brooke, she just wanted to power through. She just wanted to power through her schedule. So she wanted to just power through and keep doing it.
I appreciate all of her desire to power through.
To power through and get things done. She tried to power through it.
It was Hillary Clinton's decision.
I found out what happened to her Sunday. No, what was it, Sunday? She has been powering through so long, she simply ran out of energy. Mystery solved. Oh, my God. Come on, guys, think about it. How many times have you worked hard all day long? You've been powering through mowing the backyard, right? You've been powering through ripping up the shrubs, cutting down that tree. You get a little weak at times, right? A little weak-kneed. That's what happened to the poor woman. She was powering through and then stiffened up like a board. I don't know what to say, but listen, let's listen to the experts at CNN again.
Decision essentially to power through
the candidate who famously wants to power through these things. She's going to try and power through.
We say when you get a cold, just power through, power through.
They thought she could power through. They thought she could power through. They thought that she could power through it.
Wants to power through things. That too, that the powering through.
Back. Governor Jennifer Granholm said women just power through these things, and I get it. I try.
Okay, I'm upset now. Did you hear that? It's women that power. Only women can power through these things. There's no man capable of doing that. Let me tell you what.
I had to power through all my illnesses.
And Hillary Clinton had a very busy day on Friday, and she...
Oh. Do we have violin music? Oh.
She powered through that day.
Yet she powered through. Powering through illness is what women do.
That's right. Powering through. Only women can power through an illness. She's powering through. Then what is... All right, so she is powering through everything. Then Donald Trump must be, I don't know, slugging through everything, right? I mean, the man is just constantly going, go, 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 go. She has to, I guess powering through is taking 2 days of naps. I guess powering through is not being able to get to the van all by yourself. I guess powering through is taking 5 minutes to clear your throat with a hefty cough. I don't understand these terms, apparently.
every day.
She continued powering through.
I think about mothers, the powering through.
I mean, she powered through that week. I'm going to power through. That was her way.
I'm always perplexed by the English language, obviously, because here's a woman who she is not running at the same pace that Donald Trump's running at. Actually, Bernie powered through better than she did, apparently. I didn't see him taking days off. I didn't see him falling to his knees. I didn't see him tripping on a fairly regular basis. And now listen, again, I want to be clear about this. If she has an actual disease or sickness, I feel sorry for her. All right? I mean, I'm sorry she has it. I don't wish that on anybody. You know, I'd rather see her very healthy, upright, and in a good mental state so she can stand for trial when Trump is elected president. I want to make sure she's got the energy. I want to see her power through all of that. Because there is no... Any Democrat who believes... Any person, I'll put it that way. I'll even take the Dem out of it. Any Dem who believes, or any person who believes, that nothing that she's been accused of, absolutely nothing, is real, I think you need some psychiatric care. I really think you ought to go see somebody. You know what I'm saying? Because there's no way there's no way she could be accused of this many things and not be guilty of some of it. I just don't buy it. Here's that sound again. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. Quick commercial break. We'll be back in a few minutes. I got a lot of this stuff. Don't go in. Colin Powell. I love the man. I don't agree with him all the time, but I love the guy. We'll be right back. Hey, you've missed a healthcare deadline. You don't have any kind of healthcare. Don't worry about it. My friends at Liberty HealthShare have the answer. Now, Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. If you've already enrolled but you don't like the plan you had shoved down your throat, you still have options. Liberty HealthShare gives control back to you. Americans can manage and direct their healthcare yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having healthcare insurance. That gives you the freedom and control of your own insurance choices. Liberty HealthShare plans allow members the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Yes, it's your choice. Memberships for individuals, couples, and families, but not the dog. They offer a variety of options that best suit your medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American like I am, looking for contract-free healthcare, then this is for you. For more information on how you can enroll any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. You can even hop on realside.com and find it there as well.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
Yeah, would you see me pull the mic over? It's because we're live. So stop swearing. We are back. You're listening to The Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, do me a favor, and I'm not trying to be mean. I'm really not. Stop complaining about the commercials. You know, you guys who listen to the show, most of you are capitalists, I'm sure. Right, you got to make money to keep the show going. And feel free, if you want to send checks, we can cut the commercials up. The more checks you send, the less commercials I have to have. It really just works out that way. Anyhow, always a pleasure to have you with me, and I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us here tonight, you know, on the air, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. Again, 855-REAL-JOE. If you want to step in and say anything, 855-REAL-JOE, 732-5563. Okay. Before I get to the nasty stuff, I got to do this one. This one, I love this one. And I started talking about this today, and somebody was having as much fun with it as I am. I got to tell you. So, and Colin Powell. You know, here's a guy, you don't have to agree with him. And I don't agree with him. I probably agree with about 65% of what he says and how he wants to approach stuff. But see, it's that perfect arrangement we've always said as Americans we should be able to do, where I don't agree with him. I like the guy. I think he's a man of integrity. I think he's wrong, but I think he's a man of integrity. And would love to sit and have lunch with him someday. As much as, you know, we're not exactly on the same page. But I love this whole thing. You know, one of the things that he got into was he did not want the Clintons dragging him into this fight. He knew what was coming. What does that tell you? He knew where they were coming from, but I think I think that bimbos everywhere should be upset right now, because according to him today, or according to one of his emails, he is sure that Bill Clinton is still blanking bimbos. That's what he said. So what? It's what he's. I can't change that. So I didn't. Because, you know, words change, right? Meanings change all the time. So I can't. I don't want to just take it for granted. I know what the word means. So I looked up the word bimbo. Right? It's an attractive but empty-headed young woman, especially when perceived as a willing sex object. You'd have to be empty-headed to want to be with that man today, or even in the last few years, for that matter. So this isn't Joe. Keep your emails. Don't write me and tell me, that was just wrong. You shouldn't call attractive women that want to have sex empty-headed. I'm not. It's a dictionary term right here in front of my eyeballs. So apparently Bill has an affinity for attractive but empty-headed young women, and especially ones perceived as being a willing sex object. You think that went all the way back to when he first met Hillary, or you think that's just a new thing he's got going on? I mean, I don't know. But I love when Powell coming out and saying this changes the whole narrative for this kind of thing, right? Because it's not a hater. Because remember, everything that's said negative about Bill or Hillary is because it's a right-wing hater, somebody who hates them. They're just saying it because they hate them. They want to see them get in more trouble. So remember, this guy is not just a former Secretary of State. He also was a four-star general, an Army general. He's been in the national spotlight since Ronald Reagan's national security advisor let loose on Hillary Clinton's greedy, not transformational. Remember, he was all over them at one time. Her husband, Bill, still playing around with the bimbos. And he wasn't a fan of Donald Trump's either. Now, his frank emails, and this is why I say to you, political correctness is, I don't care what position you're in. Now, you don't have to be nasty to me with somebody at a podium, but man, how does he talk the way he talks about her and Bill, and then he goes ahead and, did he endorse her? I don't want to speak out of term. Colin Powell. I think he did. He definitely did Obama. So, you know, the Biden version of Powell made public is thanks to these private emails that have been released. So apparently this is on a site called, head over to DC Lakes, DCLEAKS.com. They're calling it the mysterious repository for hacked information suspected to be of Russian origin. I'll tell you, I'm okay with that. I mean, at some point, I don't care how we get it as long as we get it. Now, Powell's office, unlike Clinton's office, Clinton would be going, oh, no, my server was hacked and somebody rewrote those emails. And it wasn't me, it was them. And I've already fired, laterally moved the four people who were responsible, well, maybe five, maybe, I don't know, 60 people, whatever it works out to be, that were responsible for this. No. Powell's office admitted, yeah, we wrote those. That's from Mr. Powell. We're still playing around. That's why he said, my God, a man of integrity, what do you do with that? His criticism of Hillary Clinton, for example, reflects the skepticism that you would respect from a man who served in a Republican administration. I mean, think about this. He's a Republican. Or he served in the Republican administration. I don't know if he's still a Republican or not. I haven't checked his voter registration lately. He goes on to say that everything HRC touches, she kind of screws up. All right, this woman is fit to be president. I don't want her touching this country. Look at the damage she's already done with the little bit she's been able to touch. Powell's negative appraisal was also tempered by his personal relationship with the Democrat president nominee, who he got to know when he served as Bill Clinton's chairman of Joint Chiefs. Now, he went on to say, I'd rather not have to vote for her, although she is a friend I respect. Powell's assessment was that Clinton had a track record of unbridled ambition. That's dangerous. We talk about greed. They talk about Trump's greed. When you're willing, look at how many people she was willing to throw under the bus recently. When the emails started coming through, she almost threw, what's her name? I always screw her name up, and I don't mean to do it. Uma Aberdeen. Yeah, her too. Okay? She was willing to throw Uma Aberdeen under the bus. She didn't care about any of them. Seriously. So Powell goes on to say again that she had the unbridled ambition and that there was no stopping her. The leaked emails also revealed Powell's attempts to avoid being blamed for Hillary Clinton's controversial email server setup. In recent days, Democrats have been trying to take the heat off of Clinton. How do you take the heat? This is what I'm talking about. You're going to get it worse than we had it with Obama. She can't blame everything on Bush anymore, right? There's 8 years of her buddy, of the guy she said that was unqualified. Remember that in 2008? Funny how they forget these things. This is why they, look, this is why they hate the interweb so much. I've told you the guys this in the past, right? Think about how they've been able to scrub Obama's young days. I'm going to keep saying this. I'm going to keep driving the point home just to keep proving to you how bad mainstream media is. We don't even know who Obama dated in high school. We don't have pictures of him in high school. We don't know who he ran around with, how many speeding tickets he's got or anything like that. We knew within the first 2 weeks Rubio running for office that he had unpaid parking tickets. What do you think of that? Right? So we're supposed to believe what mainstream media puts up? Nothing. I believe virtually nothing in the Huffington Post. I believe virtually nothing that comes out of an MSNBC host's mouth. CNN is mostly questionable. NBC, ABC, CBS, I look for the cut marks in the tape. That's how bad it is. Wouldn't it be nice to be able to sit in your chair and watch a newscast and not have to, well, does that jive? Does that jive? Does that make sense? Wouldn't it be nice to be able to do that? Powell goes on to say what we've all been saying from day one. HRC could have killed 2 years ago by merely, she could have killed all of this stuff by merely telling everyone honestly what she had done and not tie me into it. This is just last month. So this email was hacked recently. Okay? I mean, you gotta, again, this is why I always tell you guys, paint the whole picture. I told her staff 3 times not to try to play that game. I had to throw a mini tantrum at the Hamptons party to get their attention. Here's a man of integrity. Here's a man pretty much everybody trusts, and they won't listen to him, and they're all over Trump? Yeah. They all need sessions. You know what I'm saying? I'm Joe, the senior host. We'll be back in a minute.
Attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
GCN and Youngevity are bringing Dr. Wallach to Hawaii for the first time in 20 years. Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo, Vice Presidential Marketing Director with Youngevity and the GCN team. Exclusive to GCN, you have the opportunity to meet and greet Dr. Joel Wallach for leaders that want to support GCN, your health and wealth. Visit wallachhawaii.com, teamgaday.com, or call 808-436-5025. 808-436-5025.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
We are back. You listen to The Real Side of GCN Live. Listen, in case I haven't said it enough times, joe@therealside.com. It's joe@therealside.com. Some of you don't want to be on the show, and you don't want to hop on Facebook and blah, 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 but you want to be involved somehow. Some of you are sending me emails with some really, 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 really great links to some of the program, to some really good stories, frankly. I think they're really good stories. Anyway, I am Joe Messina. I could go on and on. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Thank you so much for being with me tonight. And I am appreciating the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Man, I tell you what. The amount of stuff that people are buying about Hillary. Right? And here you have a guy like, I know, don't you like when I jump right into it and then I'll play any games with it? So here you have a guy like Colin Powell, who is willing to put it out there. He's willing to tell you exactly how he feels about the candidates that are running. He's been close to Hillary, right? He endorsed Barack. He voted for Barack. So it's not like you can say to him, you know, he's a hardcore Republican. And he never did, you know, therefore we can't trust what he has to say about her. You know, Powell says that he's a Republican, but he's pro-choice, big government, reasonable gun control, and, you know, he endorsed Obama. Called him a great president at one point. Anyway, so you can't discount everything he says because you think he's got an agenda. Doesn't work. Also, one of you guys during the break sent me this clip, which I thought was pretty funny myself. Apparently, you know, my new book comes out here shortly. I know I've been saying that for a while, but, I mean, we're really that close. I'm waiting for the graphics. We're done. No, I'm not telling you what it is yet. But her new book, we never really made it to the New York Times any list. It might have been a flop list. How's that? Right? Anybody want to guess at how many copies she sold? Now, you would think this wouldn't be a problem for her, right? I mean, don't you think her people, maybe they don't know how to read. I don't know. I'm just guessing. Don't throw anything at me. But you would think after all this, after all her friends, after how popular she is, this would be a non-issue for her. She sold a whopping 2,912 copies. That was in the first week of sales. I mean, they were so sure that this book was going to... I wonder how much did they give her? Does it say in here anywhere? Let me see. Her anyway, Clinton's 22... all right, but her 2014 book, Memoir of Hard Choices, which also didn't meet expectations, sold over 85,000 copies. Let me see. In a 2003 book called Memoir Living History, sold just under 500,000 copies. So apparently, hey, Hillary, nobody wants you. Nobody wants your stuff. Nobody wants to listen to what you're saying. Right? Come on, this isn't hard to figure out. I mean, this is going to be, what about, you make fun of O'Reilly and look what he sells. You're going to say that, oh, maybe his people are in that deplorable bucket too. I keep forgetting. Now, even after all the comments that she, yes, I'm going to be all over the place with you guys because you guys sent me a lot of good links to stories here. Even after the comments that Hillary made last week. Now, I'm sure that the L.A. Times, they went out to check out the Trump people. They went out to really check out and see what these people are like. I'm sure they did. Because they're always out there looking for a way to nail the Trumpsters or Republicans as a whole. So the L.A. Times reporter, Adele Nazarian, went out and paid a visit to Donald Trump's Southern California headquarters in Long Beach, California on Monday. Now, Long Beach has got a lot of young people living there as well. Adele was stunned by the diversity of volunteers who were committed to seeing him win the Golden State and the presidency. Think about that. What was the expectation? Now, if I had an expectation, the other night we were talking about how it was racist or white people. Oh, that story of the Huntington Post, that white people shouldn't be allowed to practice yoga. And on top of that, people of color or people should dress in the clothing of their, I don't know, ethnicity or whatever. And so I had our Corey Duncan was on, our mad black man from Baltimore, and Corey said it. I was thinking it, but I didn't say it. Corey said, so what, as a black man, am I supposed to wear my pants down to the back of my knees and have my underwear show? Is that what they're saying? Now, if I had said that, you guys would have gone nuts. Some of you went nuts just because he said it, but he's a black guy. Why don't you tell him that? So the LA Times reporter was amazed at the diversity of people that were in Trump's headquarters. Now, if I walked in and said something like that, I was amazed at the diversity of people that was in Hillary. I was surprised there weren't all women. You guys would have an outrage. The loons on the left would be outraged by this. They went on to say it was as if the whole thing had been staged. They were in Cambodia town, as them. That's not a racist term, right? No less. To belie the motion that Trump's appeal is largely limited to older white males, which is a joke. Listen, I'm affiliated with a Republican Party headquarters in the area that I live in. And they use that headquarters to stage in. They use that headquarters of Trump people to come in and get their paperwork together and such. And what happens on a regular basis is when they're coming in, it's interesting. Because we probably see more people of color, height, short, round, different ethnicities, people working together. Oh, my God. Different colors working together. That doesn't happen in a Republican Party, right? So she goes on to say, the writer goes on to say that Trump's appeal is largely limited to older white guys, is what people believe. But the Times' Steve Lopez wrote, in Long Beach, one of America's most diverse cities, that same diversity was reflecting the Trump supporters in Southern California headquarters. Lopez spoke with a woman and millennials of Filipino descent, a Mexican-American, and a Jewish man, and saw the names of volunteers from African-American, Hispanic, and Asian communities written on the blackboards adorning the names of the volunteers. He noted that two middle-aged white people also eventually joined the party. So I guess we had to catch up. We're a little slow on the uptake. Now, for your white people that are afraid to back Trump, and you're only afraid because you don't want him to be stricken with the thing that only old white guys are voting for Trump, don't. Don't let them keep you away like that. Don't do that. Okay, get out there and fight for him and work with him and work side by side with, I'm looking at a picture of them all here, Filipinos, blacks, women, Asians. And you see a couple look like Italians there, but whatever. And other white folks. Don't let the other side steal this again. We are the big tent party. We don't care what you're doing. Just because we don't agree with a lifestyle, we don't agree with abortion or same sex or any of those things like that, doesn't mean we don't care about you, that we don't want you to come in and work with us. You know, I was joking. I said the area we're in, we have 8 different Republican clubs. And the reason for that is that every one of them has its niche. Every one of them has a different way of looking at things. So seriously, wake up and figure this out. It's really quite infuriating, I tell you. We let them have that narrative. I don't know why you do that, but we let them have that narrative. We shouldn't. You need to take it back from them. I don't think I'm going to be able to finish that. Anyway, but think about it. Trump's supposed to be the old white man candidate, right? That's all. Those are the only people that want to see him, the old white man. Not true. Couldn't be furthest from the truth. And this is coming from the LA Times. The LA Times would be the paper that would want to hide this. The LA Times would be the paper that would go out of its way to make sure the story didn't get out. But you can't hide this. You're seeing it everywhere. The other thing is if you head over to dcleaks.com, that's dcleaks.com, that's where you're going to find some of those emails that Powell has out there and others. There's so much stuff in there that Powell has written about these candidates, not just the candidates, but the people that are already in office, some of the Dems that are in there, some of the Republicans that are in there. And he talks about how the Clinton campaign doesn't and didn't have a clue. They could have taken care of this, and they didn't. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me, and I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about Mr. Oblamo and his, everything's wonderful. Everything's good. People live better now than they ever have before. Except that Americans living below the poverty level has hit a record under Obama. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. I'm Joe Messina, your host.